Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, August 27th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're preparing the message today from our hotel room here in Newport, Rhode Island, where we are visiting following the funeral yesterday of our friend Hope Winchoba. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and of course today, once again, we want to bring you a word of encouragement. We titled today's message, Encore, Encore. The powerful, brief scripture text is from Psalm 65, verse 8.
They who dwell in the ends of the earth stand in awe of your signs. You make the dawn and the sunset shout for joy.
Well, during my lifetime, I reckon that there have been some 20,000 sunsets, but only a few that I specifically recall. In the mid-90s, we visited with Hope, whose funeral I preached at yesterday, her late husband John, and late sister Rachel on Martha's Vineyard. At that time, Rachel had a modest summer home on the island that had been in her family for several generations. Hope told us that the sunset view from Menifsha Harbor was acclaimed as one of the most outstanding in the world.
Well, she also said that a good sunset view has not just water, but a land element, and the sunset view from the beach at Menifsha Harbor on the northwest side of the island had both. On a lovely late afternoon July, we joined many others at the beach for the display. As the sun disappeared over the distant horizon, everyone on the beach stood up, broke out in applause, and some shouted, "Encore! Encore!" Well, we didn't get one.
It was an outstanding sight, a memorable experience. Obviously, we're sharing about it today, probably nearly 14 years later. Most were clapping for the sheer beauty they had just witnessed, but for my family and friends, it was another opportunity to praise the Lord for the awesome power of His mighty works. For many years, I've enjoyed watching sunrises and sunsets. In fact, I have shared that often. The current ministry logo for our Daily Encouragement Internet Ministry is a sunrise photo over the Atlantic off Cape Cod. As the sun rises, we can contemplate the activities that will occupy our day. As it sets, consider what was accomplished. Wherever you live on this planet, you have a sunrise and sunset, but it's not a distinct visible moment for all of you at the same time. Rather, it changes depending upon where we live.
Today's scripture verse declares, "You make the dawn and the sunset shout for joy." Well, that's sure an interesting way to view a sunset, shouting for joy.
Sunrise and sunset are signs reminding us of God's greatness and faithfulness that all who dwell in the ends of the earth can see. This evening, wherever you live, even to the ends of the earth, and we know we have readers that live what we would reckon to the ends of the earth, remember this verse when the sun sets, and join with the sunset in praise to the indescribable God of the universe.
Let's all pray together. Please make this your prayer. From the rising of the sun until the time that it sets, I praise you, Almighty God. Your name is to be praised when the day is yet before me, and as the day comes to an end. Your faithfulness reaches to the heavens, spreads throughout the earth, and is personally experienced in my life daily. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share. We ask your forgiveness for perhaps a little bit less, I don't even like the word stickness, so I don't want to use the word, but we're off site when we're doing our material mobile from a motel room on the laptop not under our familiar surroundings. We have a lot of additional material on the site today, including, in fact, it sort of prompted today's message, a sunset picture from last night, taken of Newport, Rhode Island, actually from a little arm looking over Newport to the west. It's a beautiful photo. I don't have expensive camera equipment, but I just kind of work at it. I put today's verse on the photo. In fact, it's suitable as a screensaver as well. Well, we'll be in Newport today. We're thinking about taking a train ride and a boat ride that kind of go together that look interesting. Then we'll be heading back down through the rest of Little Rhode Island, Connecticut, around New York City, and New Jersey, and spending the night at my brother's house tonight in Easton, Pennsylvania. We do have several other reflections today on the service yesterday. It was a remarkable time of faith as we honored our friend Hope, and I had a role in that with the sermon. And we have some material from the service, some photos of our friends, and just one song today that I felt went with the message. It's a song many of you have heard and perhaps sung even, called Indescribable. Well, thank you for joining us again. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we've prepared for Wednesday, August 27th, 2008.